CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 28. I am in store on location at NutriShop Lake Elsinore with Mike and Chelsea. And I stopped by and I'm recording this so that they can give us some helpful hints on maintaining a quality effort on your nutrition and your diet habits during the holiday season. So we'll start off here. Mike, what do you got to tell my people?
Absolutely. Hey guys, just wanted to give you some advice on this, just some helpful hints. Obviously we know all of us are going to be enjoying some treats with holiday parties and with family get-togethers and things like that. So here's some things you want to think about. Always, if you know that you're going to a party or going to actually on Christmas Day, the first thing I would recommend is wake up and start your day with some type of exercise. Obviously, Brian puts you guys through some heck, so I know you could always jump into a class with him, but if it's Christmas morning, I don't know if he's going to be available for that. He might be playing Santa still. Get some type of exercise in. Start drinking water right away. When you get done with that exercise, eat your normal breakfast. Not your holiday breakfast. Eat your normal breakfast. And if your party or event or whatever is going on is later in the day, stay on your meal plan throughout the whole day. When you get to that meal, let's say it's a dinner that you're going to enjoy and go out and have a party or whatever you're doing, then enjoy that meal. But the rest of those foods throughout the day should be right on base with your meal plan. The other thing is drinking lots of water. Make sure that you're drinking like you normally would when you're training and on your regimen 100%. Babe, anything that you can add?
Anything I can add to?
Yeah. How about aside from like your family holiday, Christmas dinner, and that kind of stuff, what about your work parties and stuff like that that get thrown at you during the week? Like Tuesday night, there's an after work party and stuff.
Yes.
So what do you recommend on those kind of days?
Okay, so on those days, again, we know we're gonna want to partake and enjoy a little bit. So things that you want to think about: moderation, number one. If you get a slice of pumpkin pie, have one slice of pumpkin pie, enjoy it. Fill your plate up with vegetables. The other, three, think about your plate being in thirds. Two-thirds of that plate should be vegetables or some type of healthy foods. And then enjoy a couple little treats. Again, same thing. You know those events are going to be happening. So get exercising in the morning. Make sure you're strict with your foods and on your meal plan. That's where we really have to dial it in. We can counteract anything that could potentially happen to us through these seasons if we are that much more strict when we are eating the proper meal plan. Then take those little bits, enjoy, and then right back onto the meal plan.
All right, sounds good.
Amen. So, and don't forget, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, don't forget the month of December, we have shirts available. So when you buy $25 or more in product, you will go ahead and get a free shirt. And our monthly special is when you buy three products, you get one for free. So come on down. We also have gift cards available as well. Mm-hmm. So give the gift of health.
Buy gift cards for your coach.
Yeah. Oh, add that too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just got my shirt, by the way, and they're pretty awesome looking shirts this month. So
yeah,
definitely want to come get one.
We honor our heroes on them, and we got the police, fire, military stripes. We do those quarterly, so I know you guys have seen them before.
All right. And also, I want to remind you guys all, come in and do your in-body check-ins. Check your numbers. And you might think, well, I'm having a crappy month because, there's lots of extra sweets and treats and all that stuff. So what? Do it anyway. Yep. Especially that week between Christmas and New Year's. I want you guys to all come in because then you got like a baseline you're starting next year with.
And it's a reality check of the damage or the not damage that you did to yourself. And it's always good to have those reality checks because it helps keep us on track.
All right. Sounds good, everybody. So come on into NutriShop. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the gym.
Have a blessed one.